Mr. Terrio. Correct. We can look over that property map. I think we made that determination. We'll make that determination if there's, in fact, there was an abutter that was missed, and contact that abutter. I looked it over. The rest of the board can look over the tax map on that, the continuity on it. Harlan.
Could you ask them to bring some samples of what this stuff's going to look like? They come on the meeting.
There's some softball size. I'd be able to stick a
couple of. I don't have a problem with that. Don't need a whole truckload, though. I guess we have something that gives you a thing. Also, at I believe open it up to us anytime we wanted to. We could go down and visit your operation in Thompson. And we did that with the DCP when we went to a site in New Hampshire. Thompson's not that far. We're not going to spring for lunch down there. And we're not going to go as a group. If you want to go individually, I'll go by two. You want to give me a phone number, Mr. Garrity, for the board members so you can call and make arrangements to see it? I thought if you said it out loud right now, these board members could write it down.
207-729-1691.
And there will be someone there that could grant that permission and set up a time.
Bruce, I'm going to blank that out on the recording.
Okay.
I don't want to put
no, don't phone put the phone number on.
On the web.
Good point, George. Yeah, it's on the application, but now it's going out over the airwaves. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, is it possible if any board members want to look at the site in Searsport to be escorted in there to look at that site, or is that off limits?
Mr. Terrio.
Absolutely.
Do we have to go through the eye test?
We've got a form of ID. Driver's license.
Okay.
So, Bruce, you know who we'd call then?
You'd call the Sprague office down there. I think Mr. Paul Berrigan, grant you permission, would probably be happy to escort you around the terminal. And the number is listed in the book. And it's on the application, too.
Excuse me, may I ask?
Yes.
Is that going to be public meeting on site so that the public can attend?
No.
So the planning board members are planning on attending and visiting the site on their own?
That's correct.
And taking evidence that they're going to consider in this application?
Go through that one again. The evidence what?
And they're going to be visiting the site and taking evidence by visiting the site that the public won't have the opportunity to be present for.
The public, I guess, could go down and see them themselves if they want to. But as far as evidence, we get a
object to that procedure right now.
We've done it before. This will not be a planning board meeting.
I understand that, but any time that a planning board member takes evidence out of context of this form is extremely inappropriate.
We've done it in the past.
Yep. Well, I guess that gives
you. I'm only objecting this time.
I guess that gives you grounds for some appeal, but I like to see things.
Okay.
Meredith.
This is going to be on the 26th. We're going to have. There's going to be the next meeting to consider this.
Yes.
Will there be a chance for the public to speak at that time also?
No, the public hearing is closed.
This is it.
Yep.
Okay.
We have a whole bunch of questions here. We've had questions before. You've submitted documents and things. I think we can come up and we may not agree with how we go through it, but there's always openings on the planning board.
Bruce, I'd like to take that under advisement with our attorney, whether to go to Sprague or not.
What?
Whether the board members can go down to spray. Let's take that under advisement. So right
Good point,
now,
George.
Right now, I don't want... I would
don't
recommend,
want to jeopardize it.
Right.
Yeah, we have the photos in the application on some things, but of New Hampshire, but yeah, and one down there, Topsom, I think. Photos in some of the written material that you received today. There were pictures of Topsom and some other things, so we have seen part of it. Good point, George. I will do that. Anything further? Okay, a vote on discussion to continue it to the 26th.
I'll make that a motion.
It's already been made a motion.
Second.
Yeah, now we're having discussion. Now a vote. Yeah. All those in favor of that motion? Consider it 5-0 will be continued to 6:30 p.m. on the 26th. And we'll have to post that. We have another application for us tonight. You've been waiting patiently.